I'm talking today with Darby Hoover, a senior resource specialist for the National Resource Defense Council. They've been looking at the prospects for increased recycling in California, which is now going to be the law, and conclude that more recycling means more jobs. How does that fit together?
Well, first we found that increasing the recycling rate at the national level would create jobs. This was through a report that NRDC and other organizations commissioned in 2011 that showed that if we could increase our national recycling rate to 75%, we would create 1.5 million new jobs. California in 2011 established a 75% recycling target at the state level with Assembly Bill 341, and we took the national job production factors that were calculated for the national report on recycling and applied those to California-specific data on waste generation to achieve job potential of realizing the 75% recycling rate in California.
When you break that down, what kind of jobs are we talking about?
We're talking about jobs in materials collection, in materials processing, in manufacturing using recovered materials. And together, we would be able to create 110,000 of those jobs by achieving 75% recycling. In addition to that, we would create 38,600 jobs in related industries, such as equipment suppliers.
How gradual an increase would this be?
Well, we're at about 49 or 50% recycling in California right now. So we've achieved our prior goal of 50% diversion from landfill. That goal has been refined into a recycling goal, which is more specific requirements to achieve this kind of landfill diversion through recycling, composting, and source reduction. So it will be gradual. We're already doing a great job in California compared to much of the rest of the nation. Our recycling rate is pretty high. But we did find that there are a lot of recyclable materials that we're still putting into the landfill. So we can do a better job to recover those materials.
Does the fluctuating market for recyclables on the other end of the equation have a bearing on the number of jobs and the rate at which it's going to be deployed in California?
The market can absolutely have an effect. Part of what we're hoping for are policies, incentives, and other kinds of infrastructure enhancements that will help incentivize producers that use recovered materials for feedstock to be able to build in California, and to incentivize more processing facilities to be built as well.
If there's a deadline to hit the 75% goal by 2020, what happens if the goal is not met?
Well, it is a goal and not a mandate. So it's something that doesn't have penalties attached to it. On the other hand, it's a goal that has already been identified by many of the communities in California. So different cities and counties have set their own kinds of goals to move forward. And each of them can pick the way that works for them to combine policies and combine incentives and combine initiatives to get to the 75%. So I think what we're going to see is that some communities will get there faster than others. San Francisco is already at about 81% diversion. Other communities have a little more work to make up. But hopefully we'll start to be able to share better practices and everyone will get to move forward.
Darby Hoover talking with us from the National Resource Defense Council. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.